Absolute Cintron on the overnights. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got Fleas behind the glass. We're going to have Tony Metro joining the show at 3 a.m. to talk some Mets. Yankee fans embarrass themselves. I'll get into that. Oh, baby, I can't wait to do that one. But I'm going to start with the game of the year as far as the Knicks go. It's a back and forth. The atmosphere was playoff-esque, as they say, in Hotlanta, where they have the best wings at the strip joints down there. And the Knicks finally, for the first time in a month, beat a team with a 500 or better record. The Atlanta Hawks, who've been on absolute fire, won 18 of 20 going into that game. Ever since they traded that bum Trae Young, they've taken off. CJ McCollum has been an awesome addition for the Hawks. He actually passes the ball. Passes the ball for the Hawks. And have an up-and-coming young team. And it's the first time that I can remember that I actually heard Hawk fans versus the Knicks in Atlanta. You heard them. You heard the Hawk fans. But last night's game was awesome. There's no other way to put it. During an 82-game season, when a lot of people trash the NBA, that nobody gives a rat's ass, this was a playoff atmosphere, a playoff intensity. Even Bridges showed up. Can you believe it? He showed up offensively. Jalen Brunson was not good in this game until it mattered the most. He's got a bunch of different names. Captain Clutch, Bruns Him, the King of New York. We can go on and on and on and on. And he struggled. He struggled. But he found his swag in the fourth quarter when it matters most. Captain Clutch. In the clutch. In Atlanta. And the Knicks beat the Hawks by 3. Now, if you saw the ending of this game, it was unreal. First of all, I thought Brunson should have missed the free throw. Why take the chance? Because if you hit the free throw, you're up 3, but now the Hawks have a chance to inbound the ball, get it to half court, chuck it down, and get a shot up. But what happened? They inbound the ball to CJ McCollum, and whatever animal hair you want to use, by a whisker, let's go with a whisker. The shot does not count. Does not count. But CJ banks it in. And you can read his lips. I got it off. We're going to overtime. No, 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 CJ. You didn't. It was one of those, the same reaction I had with Duke and UConn. What happened? Holy. I don't want to get in trouble, but you know the word. It was the best game of the year. The other game was the cup final between the Spurs and the Knicks that had a playoff intensity. But this was, could be a playoff matchup, a preview. There was a couple things that stood out to me in this game, for sure. Number one, the connection between Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson. We've been begging for. And I talk about that with my coworker all the time. He's like, Brunson and Towns don't play good pick-and-roll basketball. What the hell happened? Mike Brown was brought in here to help with the pick-and-roll situation, help with them to take them to the next level. And there's been a disconnect all year with the Knicks, with Brunson and Towns. And they still won 50-something games. That's why I said the best thing that happened to this Knicks team was Brunson sitting out the game versus the Grizzlies. And Cat got the triple-double. He was getting fed the ball. He was the center of the offense. That was the best thing that happened for the New York Knicks. That Brunson sat out, ankle maintenance. He had his triple-double. Then the following game, Cat sat out. and Brunson played against the Bulls, and they beat the Bulls by 6,000 points. Paulie Rosenberg's Bulls, who just fired everyone. A beatdown. And then they play the Hawks. And by the way, the Knicks need to go 3 or 4 to stay in the 3 seed. They hold the tiebreakers versus Boston, who it's going to take a miracle to get the 2 seed and catch them. They have a game with them coming up Thursday night at the Garden. I'll be there on Friday. And they own the tiebreaker with the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. But the connection between Brunson and Towns, it was there last night. The other thing is, Mike Brown showed the guys he trust in a playoff-type game. Because that's what it was last night versus the Hawks. There was no Alvarado, who he's lost faith in. Now, maybe it's a matchup thing. Who knows? We'll see the next game when they play the Celtics, how that pans out, what Mike Brown's rotation, what they are. But he went to a 9-man. 9-man rotation. By the way, Jalen Brunson. 13 assists. So much for a point guard who doesn't pass the ball. 13. And again, that's why I think the whole thing with the Grizzlies, when Brunson sat out, saw the way the ball was moving, he's still going to have his moments where it's one-on-one. Fourth quarter, one-on-one. It's the most clutch play in the league in the fourth quarter. He gets it done. He gets it done. Josh Hart had a miserable game offensively, and he cost me a parlay. Thank you, Josh. But the win is what matters most. And in the final 2 to 3 possessions, his defense on the guy who went ham for the Hawks, Alexander Walker, who scored, 36, was shooting threes backwards and nailing him. Until down the stretch where Josh Hart put the clamps on and he didn't get it. It was an exciting game. In a season that feels like it drags at times. In a season for Knicks fans where it's finals or bust. In a season where there's been some uncertainty with the fan base when it comes to this team. If last night is a preview of the Knicks come playoff time, I'm pumped. I'm super pumped. I was already pumped as it was. Nervous, but pumped. But seeing the way the team came together last night in Atlanta, when it was a back and forth game, they had the lead, the Hawks took the lead. The place was jumping. The Knicks fans were quiet. And then you heard Mike Breen say, the Knicks fans have arrived. They're loud. And they were really, really, really loud. And I get to Mike Breen's comments a little later as well about the Knicks and Knicks fans and expectation, all that stuff. I'll get into that. So Stephen A. had a lot to say about it. I have something to say about it as well. Another guy who stepped up his game for the Knicks, OG Anunoby. Stepped it up. Not only on the defensive end, which you can always count on him to be there, on the offensive end, creating for himself, getting to the basket, not afraid to take it to the hole. A guy who's had a reputation at times of being soft, always injured. But OG has elevated his game, and there's been a lot of Knicks fans critical of him who need to say, you know what, I was wrong. You know who you are. Now, if we can get games like we got out of Bridges last night on the first half, he killed the second half. He was quiet. But in the first half, he was aggressive. I believe he had 13 in the first half, only 2 in the second half. But still, he was aggressive offensively as well. That's what you want to see from him. Not these games where it's single digits and he's nowhere to be found offensively. Nowhere to be found. The Knicks can't afford that in the playoffs from him. Now, the offensive production off the bench wasn't great. Clarkson, 3. McBride, 6. Landry Shamet, 1. Mitchell Robinson, 8. So we'll see when they play the Boston Celtics what kind of rotation Mike Brown goes with. Did he show his hand? Was he going to show multiple hands to give the opponent something to think about? Now, right now, the Knicks will play the Raptors in the first round. They own the Raptors. They've beat them 9,000 in a row. Hello, R.J. Barrett, our old friend. Hello, Emmanuel Quickly, our old friend. That's the potential matchup right now. Detroit already has the one seed locked up. Cade Cunningham is on his way back. There's a chance he plays a game this week before the playoffs start. He's already practicing. He got a full workout in with his collapsed lung. So the Pistons are going to be at full strength. But I'll worry about them if we meet them in the playoffs, and which will most likely be the conference finals. No, it would be the conference finals because the Pistons are the one. The Celtics would be the two. The Knicks would be the three. If they hang on, like I said, and go 3-1 so far, they got the one. Just win two more of the next three. And they're not easy. They're against playoff teams. Boston, and then the following night, the Raptors. And then the last game of the season versus the Hornets. Will that game matter? Who knows? But last night's game versus the Hawks was definitely the best game of the season. The most intense game of the season. The atmosphere, and I can't believe I'm saying it because usually in Atlanta, the atmosphere is trash. But their fans showed up. Their fans are reborn. It was all about Trae Young and Ice Trae and all that other nonsense. Then they traded him. And the Hawks have a young, fun team. They do. And they got nothing to lose. They've been on fire. There'll be a problem next year. But the Knicks, in a playoff atmosphere, in Atlanta, they had the experience. There's no question about it. They've been through this before. But I wanted to see the Knicks against a 500 team because lately, they haven't beat any of them. Some of the performances have been embarrassing. Embarrassing. But last night, in a game that they had to win, because again, you want to stay the three seed. Not that I'm saying I'm afraid of Detroit. Because I'm not. If we end up the four seed, so be it. But to be honest with you, I want the Boston Celtics again. Jaylen Brown's doing some chirping. He was talking on social media, streaming. That they want the smoke. They owe the Knicks. I'm paraphrasing you. And I say, bring it on. Bring it on, Baldy Locks. Bring it on, you and your spray hair. Bring it on. Jason Tatum is back. No excuses. Because it bothered me all offseason and then this season as well into this season. Jason Tatum talking smack. Saying, if I didn't get hurt, we would have came back and won the series. Newsflash, homie. You blew two 20-point leads at home. And you were down 9 when you went down. It was 7. They made the basket. You went down 9 and down 3-1 in the series. You can say all the things you want. Let the record show you lost. And guess what, Boston fans? And you could put this on the bulletin board. You could play it in Boston. I don't give a rat's ass. And I know my coworker. He's a Boston Celtic fan. He says that the Knicks are going to get cooked by Boston. I say, bring it on. Because if we play the Boston Celtics, if they make it out the first round and the Knicks make it out the first round, the Knicks are beating the Boston Celtics again. And then what is Jason Tatum going to say? And what is Jaylen Brown going to say? Nothing.